Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
It's a wrap.
They are Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. There's really no other way to put it. 49ers Chiefs. It's the biggest game of the week. It's the biggest game in the NFL this year up to this point. Super Bowl rematch.
Oh, no doubt.
It's the one that was circled on calendars for a long time, and we are approaching Sunday, Goo. 125, Levi Stadium. Chiefs, Niners. For a lot of marbles.
Yeah.
A lot of marbles.
The marbles upstairs for the Niners, right? And Burkhart and Brady will be on the call. But I'll just say this. Just do me this favor, this solid. Today, I'm going to act like I'm on the Niners. And I'm going to tell you all, if I had a jersey, what this game would mean to me. And the fact, Steiny, that over the last 5 to 6 years, this team has owned you. Fred Warner, the captain, or one of them, your heart and soul, says, I've never beat that team. We've come damn close. We could have altered history. He didn't say it, but I was taking it that way. But Steiny, damn, man, this is for the marbles upstairs. You want to lay an L on the Chiefs, and the fact that they're undefeated and they haven't played their best football, who cares? To be the team to lay the first L on them, you want to do that. You can't run from it. And I don't think the Niners are. You're right. Is the season over technically? No. But damn it, they beat you twice. You want to just extract some Kevin Costner, man, some revenge.
What
I'm going to retire that line because people know me. I've been using that a lot.
Well, what is this game? What do you want it to mean to the Niners? I mean, how, and I'm going to play this one right off the bat, and we're playing this one a few times today.
We'll see.
No, we will.
We'll see.
This is Kyle Shanahan. He's asked about,
Kyle,
you know, you've lost a couple big ones to this team, so you pay attention to the Super Bowl, you're looking at game film of the first five games of this year. Is it still haunting you? Do you want it to haunt him?
Yeah, I think everyone understands that we've lost the two Super Bowls to them. So, I mean, that can give a little post-traumatic stress when you turn on the tape, but I think that's human nature. But you got to make sure you don't get caught up in that. You know, this game has nothing to do with past games. That was last year. We're playing a really good AFC opponent. We're 500 right now. We want to stay atop of our division and get a win. You think about that stuff going into it, but in terms of what it plays out in a game, it really has no correlation, and you try to make sure that it doesn't.
It has no correlation, and you try to make sure it doesn't. Do you want, if I said to you, Goo, do you want Kyle Shanahan to have stayed up at night over the last 4 to 6 months thinking about the Kansas City Chiefs? How would you answer that?
You know me, Steiny, yes. And that's just, and again, he even if he had done that, I know he's going to give that political answer, but yes. And if I were him, I would lay in bed thinking about, man, sipping some bourbon or some yak, thinking about, man, not only once, but twice, we lost to the same team, which is now a dynasty. We're responsible in a sense of it being a dynasty. And I could have did some things different, some different calls. So I guess in a, you know what I'm saying, Steiny, in a perfect world, I would lay in bed thinking about it because it's the same team.
See, here's the way I look at it. And, you know, let's say you were in a relationship, all right?
Yeah.
You had a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, something happened. And you just can't get over it.
Infidelity. I've been
I don't know if it's infidelity or not. Just
well, that's the hardest one.
Just didn't work out.
Okay.
Just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And so,
were you ever hard?
And so you get broken up with and you pine and you mourn and you pine and you mourn. And you kick yourself, and you think, I've done something different.
Call in sick to work.
Don't you get it, Goo?
Yeah.
When you do that, you can't move on.
Mm.
You can't.
All right. All right.
So in the best interest of the San Francisco 49ers, they've got to wipe it away.
All right.
They've got to wipe it away. Then I'm talking about the loss of the Super Bowl last season.
So you think right now as a collective, because everybody on the 53-man roster was not on the roster last year or 2019, you think when they see those Chiefs helmets and warm-ups or just this week, and that's why I appreciate the Niners this season talking about Super Bowl, the bust, Kittle, Warner, you don't think there's mental residue of who it is that they're playing, even though we know the season has a bunch of weeks left, Steiny. It's just human nature. Like, it's that team that prevented us from winning. And now they're a modern-day dynasty. Are you going to call a different play to start the game? No, Matt, I'm not telling you that. But I can't pretend or fake it that this is just another game for the Niners. If they lose, worst case scenario, you got Dallas. You own them, right? Then it becomes a must-win, whatever. But, Steiny, at what point are you going to send a message to that team? If we see you again in the bayou, we'll be coming off a bye because you'll have that week. Like, the Niners are too good for a team to have their number during this run. How about that?
I think
that's where I'm at. It just came out.
I think there's a chance that this game, regardless of the outcome, is destined to be frustrating. If you lose it, it's going to be
we just can't beat
a cloak over the season. And if you are progressing toward the playoffs, we're all going to know that if the Chiefs are at the end of it, you've never beaten them.
Huh?
By the same token, we're all smart enough football fans to know that if the Niners win on Sunday, it doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot.
But
in the grand scheme of things, and 49er fans are smart enough, and any NFL fan is smart enough to know, you can't win the Super Bowl Sunday, nor can you win last year's Super Bowl Sunday. So you got to go out, try to win the game. And if you win it, all it is great. That's it.
Now,
that's it. And now you start all over against the Cowboys.
I'm not mad at you, but, you know, let's put the rat on the table. Brought to you by ATCO. I sent Billy a text. He hadn't texted me back, Steiny.
Well, that's a first.
I got a friend that's in need of his services. So the Niners have struggled this season, and there's a litany of reasons why, injuries, but we saw the debacle that was Arizona, and they got off the mat, beat Seattle. This win, if they were to get it, would be two in a row. You got your little brother coming to town on national TV the week after in the Dallas Cowboys, so you possibly could be setting yourself up to win three in a row, 5-3, headed into the bye, if it's just about this year. And obviously it is. So, Steiny, it's more than just the Chiefs. Because if you lose this, here we go again. You're under 500, and then you'll probably beat. You know what I mean? Like, what better way to show the world we're back on track and it being the Chiefs? So I feel like it's the Ernie Banks, the doubleheader, the two for one.
888-957-9570. Here's what I was thinking about today is we're listening to all the quotes from the players and the coaches, and we're trying to decipher what they think of this game and how meaningful it is. And of course it's a meaningful game because there's only 17 of them, but yet it is the Chiefs, a team that's had your number and this, that, and the other thing. I'm more interested in how important is this game to you, the fan? Because again, I think fans are smart enough to know they can't avenge last year's Super Bowl loss with a win.
Can't you make it feel a little better, though?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking 49er fans. See, if I were a 49er fan, you're damn right I want to win this game.
All right.
But I also know that in the grand scheme of things, you're going to have to beat them again if they're there. And so then what will this game have meant? 888-957-9570 is the number. I want to know how big a game this is for 49er fans, knowing that it's squeezed between the Seahawks game and the Cowboys game. Don't miss the kickoff show. And it starts this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal. It starts 3 hours. 3 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara at 10 a.m. for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. How are you viewing this game, 49er fans? 888-957-9570.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
Donut butt!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Super Bowl rematch on Sunday at 125 Levi Stadium.
Call it like you see it.
I will call it like I see it.
Give me the...
By the way, and you know, I'm going to tell you something, because First of all, Jeff Chedija coming up at 11:15. That's in an hour.
All right.
NFL Network reporter and senior writer for NFL.com. He's got Bay Area ties. He used to work in the Bay. Great guy, Jeffrey Chedija. But I feel like there is something that I'm going to get off my chest today.
That's what we're here for, baby.
And
let loose.
I brought it up, and you seem to... I don't know if the word's hijack, but then you got really gung-ho on it. And I got to tell you,
You're hot.
You got to let me come down this guy's road.
Because I don't even know what it
is. Yes, you do.
I just said I don't.
And maybe I can incorporate it into this segment. But let me tell you something. We got a fan issue in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about Fireman Ed?
Right.
This bozo.
I got the fireman hat here.
This absolute...
Well, he's a fixture now.
Shut up!
Who is that guy?
There's something going on here. Whether it's Fireman Ed...
Now, the second part of this I took from you.
Whether it's the Ravens drunk tool... Walking around Baltimore punching Commanders fans.
He wouldn't have did that out here.
And you know what else I'm throwing in there? I'll throw the NBA in there.
This is my part.
Making a a class what going is, into the Hall of Fame of fans.
What are they doing?
Jets super fan Fireman Ed says the team is phasing him out at MetLife Stadium.
Oh,
this guy is the biggest.
They're phasing him tool. Out as if it was corporate.
He posts a video. This is the guy, Jets. It's a very sophisticated.
Give him credit, though.
You know, it's a very sophisticated
but it's
cheer
it's
that
real.
Only he can do, apparently.
No, but Steiny.
Ed Anzalone, otherwise known as Fireman Ed.
This guy
Ed,
is such a D.
He said, quote, "I don't know exactly what's going on, but they're phasing us out. I'd like to know if somebody knows anything. Please let me know, because it's evident that it's happening, and it needs to stop, because we need home field advantage. Last night in particular," he said, "although the Denver game also, but last night in particular, we scored a touchdown. And normally, as a tradition, we're always put on the big screen. We do the J-E-T chant to get the crowd going, which is a staple in MetLife Stadium. Something's going on, so please let me know if you want something or know something." What is wrong
wow.
with people?
Yeah, that's my guy.
You don't play the game. You never played the game. You're not a player.
My
you
man
matter
said,
none.
If you know something, let him know. I think you know it.
Like,
they're going a different direction, but man, that's where you have a false sense of self-worth. Dude, come on,
look,
man.
Go to the game, cheer, boo, react, try not to use profanity, and then go home.
Yeah, maybe you did something to Aaron Rodgers. That's where you need to start. Did I piss him off? Dude, man.
Spike Lee in the Hall of Fame.
We'll get to that.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Oh, my gosh. Did that bother me? Well, you need the big screen.
But the corporate
big screen.
The corporate verbiage of they're phasing me out. They're phasing me out. Boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Super fans.
Nothing wrong with them.
Yes, there is.
No,
yes, there is.
Crazy George on line one.
And here's the point. These leagues are enabling these so-called super fans, all right? And these super fans think that they're actually on the team, and they're the ones that start all the trouble.
Man.
They're the ones who start all the trouble.
You got me thinking of Clipper Darryl.
He's different.
He's not in the hall.
We shouldn't be.
Spike Lee's in.
You know how many points Clipper Darryl scored for the Clippers?
As many as our
Zero.
Guy in New York with regard to touchdowns. I don't hate on fans.
Fireman Ed.
He said they're phasing
I don't
me
hate
out.
On fans either. Fans can do whatever they want. But when you think you're entitled to be on the big screen, now you've caught my attention.
Yeah.
Now you've caught my attention. I said to Evan, I'm like, you know what? This Fireman Ed guy, boy, he's gotten under my skin.
Well, the
and,
A's had crazy
Ed goes,
George.
What, did he fail at saving a cat out of a tree? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got it off your chest, though.
You ain't playing.
Yeah. But you care probably more
That's
than the...
That's great.
You care more than the
I'm
guys
not telling
that have come
you
and gone
not
before.
To care.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, to be a fan...
They're phasing me out. That's heavy. I love it. Like, he's really somewhere trying to figure it out.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to call you, bud.
Fireman freaking Ed.
And he said it started against the Denver Broncos in the rain, a game they lost.
Anyway.
And we also got to give some Steiny 35 years ago. You know what?
What happened?
The 89 earthquake.
You remember where you were?
Well, you... Now that hurts.
510, Fireman Ed would kick your ass, Steiny. No, he wouldn't.
I was going to say
I'd
that,
take
but
that
it's not...
fireman hat off him, and
yeah.
I'm not a fighter. You know, I've never been in a fight.
That's why he would win. There's nothing wrong with that. But that
Come
Baltimore.
On, Ed.
That Baltimore. Ed's
alone.
He should have held on
what
to that.
What are you doing?
Yeah. It's, anyway. Like it's like they're paying him, and they're not.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, you have a little of that in you, and it's fine.
I got a lot, that, but I would have never, like, they're phasing me out. Mount Rushmore fans. What's the guy at D.C., the heckler? They had to
shit. Robin Ficker.
Dude, he's number one for me. Crazy George. I'll throw this guy on here, and then who else are we missing? One more. Oh, Thunder. Rest in peace.
Who?
Thunder for the Warriors.
He was a mascot.
Still counts?
No, he doesn't.
Dude, come on.
Please.
His name was Thunder.
It was a fictional character inside a costume.
I played hoop against him at Club One, though. He can hoop.
The guy's probably still alive.
Who?
The guy who played Thunder, right?
Actually, he passed Siddiqui away. Siddiqui Fuller.
Yeah.
Oh, there's only one person.
Yeah, he passed.
Yeah.
Great guy. And I know, I played basketball against him, too, back in the day. Very unfortunate.
Well, you hurt my feelings. We'll get to Niners.
Why?
Chiefs. We'll see. You asked me about the earthquake. I tell you the story where we thought we lost Norm.
No, I
you just blew past.
No,
me.
I didn't.
I'll be all right.
We'll see.
Now, to all the people that lost loved ones on that day, thoughts and prayers. And I'll never forget watching the World Series, Donnie, and the TV just, and man,
5-3-0. See,
Oregon.
See, 5-3-0 is kind of the kind of fan that I'm talking about. We're talking about Fireman Ed this early? No earthquake anniversary or something? See, you're just a fan. You listen, you don't get to dictate the show.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the earthquake?
I brought it up.
35 years ago.
Man.
Evan wasn't even alive.
That bothers
me. Think about that.
Yeah.
Wasn't
Carter
even
either.
Alive.
Yeah.
But just to show you the magnitude of the event, he's got a story from it.
Oh man, hit me in the cardiac muscle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that a little later, but I want to get into...
I saw what you did there.
What?
You said the magnitude.
Oh.
Wow, Stein.
I don't...
And you're a wordsmith,
like
man.
Play word games with serious events.
Yeah.
So that was an accident. But I want to talk about another serious event Sunday. 125. Patrick Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
Good ball player for the Cardinals. How important is this game to the Niners, Patrick?
This is a must-win for the 49ers, in my opinion. And if I'm in that locker room, that's how I'm feeling. Because, like you just said, we lost to these guys in two of the biggest games, you know, two times in the biggest games of the season. And now we have an opportunity to play them in our backyard. You don't know when you have an opportunity to play the team that you lost in the Super Bowl because we're in different, you know, conferences. But yes, this is a huge game. You know, 49ers are now starting to get into their groove. We all know how they like to start the seasons over the past years, which has been kind of slow. You know, midway through the second quarter of the season, that's when the guys and Kyle Shanahan get the team, you know, rolling with the confidence and playing with the aspiration that, you know, everybody was hoping that they start the season with. So this is definitely a must-win for the 49ers. If they don't win, the season's not over. But for them losing to the Kansas City Chiefs twice in the Super Bowl game, I'm definitely feeling that this is a must-win.
I appreciate that.
See, I'm less interested in how the players feel than how the fans feel about a game like this.
Oh, well, then you know it's on 10. They're on 10. They're like, this is a mini Super Bowl then.
Well, see, I wonder again. Because, and I'm being honest here. Like, is it a big game? Of course it's a big game. It's a Super Bowl rematch. But I'm wondering if you're a 49er fan, are you fearful going into Sunday's game? Are you confident? Are you concerned? Or do you look at it as it's just a big game? Like, I want to know, because, and this is what I mean. I don't want to insult 49er fans' intelligence.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, of course it's a big game, but we also know it's sandwiched between Seattle and Dallas, which we know the NFC games are more important. Again, I'm not here to talk about, well, it's not that big. No, it's a big game. It's the biggest, it's probably going to be the most anticipated regular season game so far, the 49ers Chiefs.
Due to the history.
But I'm wondering where 49er fans are with this game. What does a win mean? What would a loss mean? 888-957-9570. Goo's right, says the 650. It's our mini Super Bowl.
I really believe it.
And I don't disagree with that. But it's a mini Super Bowl.
But
you can't You can't wipe the slate clean Sunday, no matter what happens.
But you can feel a whole lot better for the pain that the fans felt after what transpired
how much
in Vegas.
Better?
It's like getting
how
in
much,
a fight and somebody beating
better?
You, the same guy beating you up twice,
okay.
And then you catch him somewhere. It's not a full fight, but you get a lick
like
in.
Like Mitch Green?
The lick at
in
my
the
mouth.
Alley?
Yeah, Tyson. But you get that lick in. And then not only do you get the lick in, you laid the Chiefs with their first loss of the season. You send a message like a text to where, you know what, NFL world, we went overtime, but we were the better team. We should have won that game. And here's proof to follow that. So to me, it's a blessing in disguise to where the Chiefs on the schedule gives the Niner fans and players an opportunity. Yeah, it's only one win if you get it. But it's 1.5 in regard to extracting revenge for what went down in that overtime loss. And then we hadn't talked about Jimmy Garoppolo in 18 tearing his ACL in that regular season game against the Chiefs. And then 2022 when McCaffrey was just fresh here, the Chiefs came in here and ran roughshod on you.
See,
so when are you? Fred Warner's never beaten Andy Mahomes. He said it.
See,
this is just a regular game to him? When it's all said and done, it is. It's just singular one, but damn, Stoney, I could do the math to where it's 2.5 or 3 in regard to the mental psyche.
Yeah,
you're 1-2 in a row. You got Dallas, your little brother coming in. You could go to the bye 5-3. You don't want to be 3-4. And then here we go.
If I were
you
Kyle
Dallas,
Shanahan.
You're 4-4 at the break, and that's one of those four losses is the Chiefs. Yuck.
If I were Kyle Shanahan,
right?
And you were my linebacker.
Yeah.
I'd be worried about your readiness because I don't think your focus is appropriate.
And I would say, Coach, you don't trust me because you just threw it out to the fans, how the fans feel.
Right.
That was a fan rant.
Okay.
That's how, if I'm a Niner diehard, that's, but you think Bonte Shasky and Carter and Sam and
what
all
about
the Niner fans, they want this.
Yes, I know that. How much? Like, how much, though?
With
they're smart enough to know.
Smart enough to know
it's not going to fully alleviate.
But
everything.
For one
we're
Sunday, starting 60 minutes,
okay.
It's our mini Super Bowl.
Okay,
and Kansas City might laugh at that, but you know what? They can because they beat you. They beat you twice on the biggest stage. Andy, man,
415. No. That's his name.
Oh,
that's what he calls himself. No.
Rest
and I'm gonna have to school him a little bit
yeah.
here.
Dikembe.
He says to me, and this is where nuance comes in. No. Oh, classic Steiny. From one side of his mouth, Steiny denigrates fans as irrelevant non-players. Then from the other side of his mouth, he pretends to care about what fans think about the game. I'm talking about Ed Anzalone, the fireman Ed. He's a horse's ass. I'm not talking about normal human beings that root for their teams. I like those fans. They're my family. I live with those people.
I'm gonna give you a two.
I love those people. They're my family. Fireman Ed, he ain't in my family. That's the difference. No.
But Steiny, if you don't understand you play D3, the word or the definition of competition, then you're not living. And that's what this is for the Niner faithful. They got sense enough to know this is not the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
But you think they want just a few months after losing that game? You want them to, in a season that hasn't gone, you know, the way that you want it to, you got to get back on your horse. Looks like you're headed in the right direction. What better way to go Derek Jeter and win 2 in a row over the Chiefs and lay their first loss on them? And I'm telling you, the season's not over, but good God.
This is from the 510, and it's, to me, directed right at you.
Give it to him.
You can't go back and change the Super Bowl. You can't.
And that's why
if you win 70-0, you know what? They still won the Super Bowl last year.
No, you're 4-3.
Yeah. That's why it's important.
But how good is that 4-3 after beating who? Kansas City. That's why it's special.
Guru from the 925. Yeah. You must stop trying to win a game that's already over.
We're talking
brilliant.
About Sunday.
It's brilliant.
We're talking about Sunday.
Then Don't bring up last year.
But right. you're saying you can't. You got to think about
That's what makes this game for the Niners that much more important.
49er fans, talk to me. Talk to me.
I think
How
you
important
know,
is this
me.
Game? How important is it?
And it means more to the Niners than Chiefs.
I believe that.
Okay.
I do believe that.
And we know why, right? Because they've been the victor.
That's not why I think they want it. They need it more.
I think they need this.
Because the Chiefs are 5-0, and the 49ers are 3-3. That's why the Niners need this game more. Because the Niners, and Kansas City happens to be the opponent, but the Niners need, the reason they need and want to win this game is so they can feel like, you know what, we're back on track toward that Super Bowl run. But if they lose this game, they lose to the Chiefs again. But I think then it becomes way more than just about, well, we can't get over the Chiefs. If you don't beat the Chiefs, it's no longer about the Chiefs. You can't even talk about the Chiefs if you don't beat them.
This will be
Sunday.
Five in a row that
exactly.
you lost to them.
So if you lose this game against the Chiefs.
You got a Chief problem? Would you have a
that
problem?
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter is what I'm saying.
But
like
to
if
the
you,
fans, I think it does, Donnie.
But you have a bigger problem than the Chiefs if you're 3-4.
Yeah, after you play them.
Exactly.
But the fact that they're on the ledger, to me, is a blessing from the football gods because, again, it's almost like you're winning two games with a victory. You're sending a message like, you know what? We took you to the 15 rounds twice. You knocked Jimmy Garoppolo out. You beat us in 2022. It was easy. At some point, you want to put your foot down. And Steiny, you are so right. If a loss, they're 3-4 and they're getting ready for Dallas. And you're like, okay, when's it ever going to happen? My thing is, is it Marvin Gaye? What a feeling in regard to if you beat them to go one game over 500. And that's your second one in a row. I mean, man, what a springboard for the rest of the season. That's how I'm looking at it.
I don't believe in springboards. I mean, here's what I'm getting at. 888-957-9570, because we got some good ones here.
Chris A. saying we're both right. I don't like that.
I think we are. Love you, Steiny. At 3-3, 1-2 in the division, the following three games after the Chief game, see, this is what I'm interested in, because I do think that Niner fans they know what time it is. Love you, Steiny. Oh, by the way, thank you. No. He was just okay. The following three games after the Chiefs game are more important.
But what if we just say you can't focus on that? It's Chief Week.
Yeah.
But Bobby will be in with the Rams tomorrow. It's Chief Week. You got to eat.
That's right.
Like, so
focus on the Chiefs exactly like you focused on Seattle. And exactly like you will focus on Dallas.
All right, so
there it is.
Taking me to task, don't bring up the Super Bowls, I can't. And I'll tell you, don't bring up the games after this is about the Chiefs and what they represent. And they symbolize a hill the Niners cannot climb. And I'm a person that's watched both Super Bowls, 9 quarters, and I thought the Niners were the better team for a majority of the 2 Super Bowls. What can I do with that? Nothing. But you can't tell me this is just another one on the schedule for the Niners.
Yeah, and that's where one of the reasons that I think they are not making it the be-all and end-all, and I don't think any team would make it the be-all and end-all,
is
because the players know. They also know that if we beat the Chiefs, the only thing that happens is we're 4-3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the Chiefs know you can beat them. The Chiefs know that they can lose to you. That's worth something
to
me. It's not in the standings. Hey, can we hear the Acho sound? I don't know if we have.
We can push that to the other side.
Okay, just because we're going up against it.
Yeah, I want to play that and react to it.
As a friend of the show, I want his thoughts on this, and you tell me if you agree or disagree.
Like, the reason the 49ers or any team, for that matter, can't make one game bigger than any other game is because if you do that and you get beat, then what? Like, then
it's
what?
It's the same thing, but the mindset
that's
is
why
just,
you can't do it, to me.
But I don't think you can run from it. It is what it is.
It's a big game. That's what it is. It's a big game.
Right. But the history of this matchup is they have owned you. And if this were a Christmas game, like the Warriors owned Cleveland, and Cleveland was on the losing side three or four times, you can't tell me the Cavs were not treating that Christmas game as an opportunity to at least, yeah, it's one of 82, send a message like we can beat your ass.
Well, it depends on how much stake you put in the psychological.
And
the reality of the situation is, and here's the other thing that I know. If for whatever reason the Chiefs and the Niners end up in the Super Bowl, you know what? Sunday's game won't mean a damn thing. Nada. If you don't put stock to a heavy degree in the psychological. I finished the sentence.
Okay, but if the Chiefs were to come in here and win,
yeah,
and you meet them again,
okay,
you best believe you're...
Same thing.
Nope. I totally disagree.
Okay,
that would be another one on a long list of ownage.
But we've got recent history that proves that what happens in the regular season doesn't ensure anything.
When the
49ers win, yes, they won eight straight games.
But there's no parallel because the Chiefs have beat you in the biggest game of them all twice. So there is no regular season history outside of 2022 and 2018. That's a nothing burger.
The parallel is that you beat the LA Rams eight straight times, and you thought, and everybody said, you had ownage on them. Well, you did until the biggest game you played. Then they beat you. That's all that matters.
In the postseason.
Exactly.
All right.
So that's what I'm saying. If I see a scenario which the 49ers lose 30-27 and maybe they win the Super Bowl.
Stoney's funny.
And beat the Chiefs.
My scoreboard says 2-0 in postseason Chiefs, 2-0 in regular season Chiefs since 2018.
Yep.
Fred Warner's admitted, and he said, I have not beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So just from that vantage point, yes, one game. But you know, you're smarter than that, and you know ball. They're saying that because Trent Williams did it. But my goodness, you know they're going to have a pep in their step, and they may win, they may lose.
So they'll have more of a pep in their step than the Seahawks.
There's no doubt to me.
I don't know. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. That's the one thing that I do have trouble acknowledging because I don't know how teams approach every single week. Yeah. And whether they do get sky high one week and just kind of high the next week. There you go. There's a breath bite for you. All right. 888-957-9570. I want to know what this game means to 49er fans and how much of a must win is it? 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Robert Half.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.